This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal, a lineupmedia.fm production, and we are back. Everett has went somewhere, but I'm here with my good friend, Armand. Armand, if you had to put an accent together, what do you think would be the easiest for you?
I do English accents.
Let's hear it. Fuck, come on, man. I didn't know you did one.
Free. I do it on stage.
Wait, what? I'm not paying you to hear that shit. No way.
Well, actually, you know, and I always get it, you know, because I was going to say, you know, to be or not to be, that is the question. But see, that shouldn't be an English accent anyway.
Whether 'tis nobler in the heart, what is it, in the mind?
Nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take up arms against the sea of troubles and by opposing end them. What? But Hamlet was Danish. He was not English. So that's stupid. That's why I was telling somebody they were doing Hamlet and they were doing the English accent. He's not English.
Uh-oh, did you do the English thing again?
He did. None of the... So did I, even.
Yeah, but anyway.
Oh, how was yours?
Yeah, let's hear passable.
I'll be the judge of
that. He didn't do it.
Yes, I didn't do it.
Damn
it. Yeah, he wouldn't
do
it
when I'm playing. I do a New Orleans accent when I did Streetcar Named Desire.
I think he doesn't want to go up against these English accents.
Oh, no.
I had an Australian guy tell me that my...
That's not an Australian accent.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying.
I put a few shrimp on the babby.
Stop fucking...
There it is.
Encouraging him, you... Bastards!
Well, if it's driving you crazy.
Oh, man.
It is.
Oh, I love it.
We got some emails to go through here.
Did we get the content?
What's that? Yeah, we got some emails. Did we do this one last week? Hey, guys, fuck the haters.
We read that one too.
Yep. Yeah, it ends with a fuck you, Everett, even if we didn't.
Oh, those are legion.
That's the important part.
Yeah.
All right, so this is a titled Scam Episode. Hey, what's up, guys? It's D from California. I was listening to your scam episode, and it made me think of something that happened recently.
Oh.
My friend's brother works at McDonald's, and the McDonald's he works at got scammed.
I think we read this one.
I don't remember this. How would we have read that during the show?
I don't know. Go ahead.
The last episode was the scam show.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
You probably read this whenever it came in, is what happened.
No cheating.
You asked?
Yes, how?
A person pretending to be a higher up at the store called, telling my friend's brother to make a cash drop to the bank, but all the banks were closed.
I did read this.
So they told him to go to the Walgreens right by our McDonald's and buy prepaid Visa cards.
That's not suspicious.
Obviously, this wasn't right. So he told his manager, and this manager threatened him and told him if he didn't do it, he would lose his job. So he did it.
The manager told him to do it?
Yeah, apparently. Inside job, maybe he posits?
Yeah, yeah.
The cops ended up coming out. And that was the last I heard of it. The scammers are infiltrating the Golden Arches. No one is safe. Oh, God. Anyways, man. Love the show. I got love for all three of you guys. Hashtag Team Emmerich.
Emmerich? Who's he?
It's Armand Everett.
Oh.
Emmerich.
I didn't get it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you.
I've got a couple fuck you Emmerichs I've heard here as well.
Really?
Yeah. Which is all.
That means all three of us,
yeah,
huh?
Wow. So.
Go fuck yourselves. That should just hurts. Be fuck surreal. You know?
So thanks for the info there, Dare.
That's a good scam, I guess.
I can't believe somebody fell for it. And I can't believe the manager was like, you best fucking get out there and buy them cash cards.
My dad, you know, is a lawyer, and he had a case once where
I was unaware of that.
He's retired now. You know, he's getting along a little. But he had a case where this girl was a manager at, I believe, Hardee's or one of those, you know, Burger King maybe. It might have been that long ago. But... the manager called her in the back and said, we had a customer has stated that her pocketbook is missing. We're going to have to strip search every employee, starting with you. This gal was new and, you know, she stripped down to her bra or whatever. And she sued him, of course. I don't know if that's a scam. I guess it's kind of a scam, but it's kind of stupid.
Wow.
Since we just brought up fast food. And
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But so she was more willing to. She just.
She did. Yeah. Apparently, the manager told her, and you know, I guess she thought she's new. It's her first night, and I don't know. What would you do in that situation?
I'd take my clothes off.
Yeah, if it was an alien abduction. You would.
Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, you're not taking me with clothes.
Well, you have to be probed.
Exactly, Armand. Exactly.
You're not gonna fuck my pants up. All right. Here's the next email. It's from Dallas Nez. Podcast is the subject. Mm-hmm. Just want to say that you guys make some days go by faster than the others. Does that mean we suck some days?
Yeah.
Just he listens to us some days and some days
I don't know.
I'm going with that.
I don't know.
I love the bickering. It's the reason why I keep coming back. Do we bicker?
Yeah.
You just told
no,
me.
No, we don't.
Eric
we
and
do.
I just
no,
bicker.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
No, we
bicker
don't.
All the time.
No, we don't.
That's all. You're a bickering machine.
No, we don't. No, I'm not.
Anyway, he is.
Bicker like liquor.
Trying to make the.
Yes, I know what you're doing, and I'm abetting you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's the reason why I keep coming back. It'd be cool if you guys
now, did. Was that like the Monty Python argument clinic? Remember that?
Yeah. See, English humor is not my thing.
Well, so when much. He doesn't, you just don't like it's his accent.
That could be why I don't think his British is that good, because right. English humor is fucking pretty dumb.
You're an Anglophobe. That's what you are.
Yeah.
He's racist against English people.
Yeah.
It's well, true.
English.
I hate the French.
Why?
I don't like the French.
They smell I don't like, hate anybody.
They smell like cheese.
It would be cool if you guys did a conspiracy on how or why World War One or Two.
I'd love that.
ROI, World War.
Yeah, because Franklin Roosevelt pushed the Japanese into it. That's why. I'll tell you about it. I'll do 2 hours myself on World War II.
There we go. We should do that.
Yeah,
then.
I don't need you guys.
Fine. That's fucking perfect for me. There's a lot of shady
break.
Shit. All the governments did. Agreed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did we know about the attacking on Pearl Harbor?
Yes.
Yes, we did. Why were our aircraft carriers gone on that day in a bunch of shit?
Right.
I would have to say in the beginning I was Team Eric, but I'm going to have to change over to Team Everett and slightly Armand. Armand, I want you to marry my mom. Just add me in your will.
Dude, I'm telling don't do it. You're
I
fucking
I lost
up.
All my money, buddy. I'd love to leave you my legacy, but that's the scam. That's the scam we're going to do is the stock market.
Yeah,
someday.
It'd be a good one. You could really
my story.
Wax poetic on that, huh?
Yeah.
Armand, would you be willing to scam the stock
lately?
Market with me?
Was that what it was? 500 G's?
More than that.
More than that? Fuck, Jesus man. I can't Christ. Even imagine. Can't even fucking imagine. It makes me mad just thinking about it.
Well, Jesus Christ.
What are you
going to
do?
What are we going to do? Did you break anything? Did you throw anything?
Yeah, a couple of cell phones.
I can
whatever
imagine.
Whatever was handy.
Did this all happen in the course of one day?
No. It's like you know, Hemingway said, how'd you go bankrupt? Well, gradually and then all at once.
That's fair.
That's kind of how it went.
All right. Next one we got here is a show idea, maybe.
Okay.
Hey, guys. I love the show. I listen to every show, but I was wondering your thoughts on addiction. I'm not talking about weed, but the hard drugs.
Ooh.
I'm a recovering addict. My poison was the pain pills.
Yeah.
Is it a disease or is it a choice? What do you think, Eric? This is what the guy asks.
That's
stop
a disease.
Right there.
You asked him.
You think it's a disease?
I don't fucking care.
Why, you're over it? Like, yeah. You have no sympathy for anybody who's ever gone through it at this point?
No, it's not that. I didn't even say that.
You're just over it is what it is?
I don't like having that talk.
Why not?
I think I do.
It makes people mad.
All right. Now, here's my opinion.
It's not going to make anybody in this room mad, so fuck it.
Would you believe this? There is a genetic disposition to it.
To addiction?
If you call it weakness, whatever you want to call it, but yes, some people are more addicted.
Addictive personality, so to speak.
Well,
yeah.
There's a genetic component. They actually see parts of the brain that light up in there, and with these PET scans, it's amazing what they do is functional MRI and stuff.
Sure.
That when they light up and they're more intense, these people, they can tell, are more addictive.
Sure. Can you tell though as far as if that addiction is geared toward anything? You can just tell that they have the necessary.
They're just prone to becoming addicted to anything.
Yeah, I think it's a
right.
certain
be it television,
could be
sex, could be fucking
religion,
gambling, it could be
skydiving.
Anything.
But the same things like cocaine and everything apparently are like people are like these religious fanatics or that area of the brain is you know so they're more prone to. You know, being religious believers or fanatics or whatever.
So
global warming believers.
I have a lot to say on that subject, like a lot, but it's,
yeah.
I don't.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know
what
you
consider
tell
weakness.
Us, but
I'm just saying there's a genetic component. So it's not
y'all.
Necessarily weak.
Well, I mean, what's the big deal? I mean, who are you going to piss off?
It's not a big deal. I'm not pissing anybody off. I don't think, so I'm kind of jaded on the subject because I went to a methadone clinic for 5 years after I was hooked on pain pills for a while.
Yeah, but you can take the methadone clinic out of the equation and just comment on, you know, addiction.
Yeah, okay. Read it again. What does he want to know? Do I think it's a disease or a choice? It's a fucking choice.
Is it a disease or a choice?
It's a fucking choice. It's a choice that you make yourself, and you do it consciously, and you know it.
I agree with you.
Can you help your choices?
Right, well,
sometimes, maybe not.
Right.
Once you catch the disease.
You can, though.
Is it once you're addicted, though, would you consider it a choice at that point?
Yeah.
It's not as much as an easy choice, though.
It's not an easy choice. It's a fucking choice, though.
So you wouldn't say it's like syphilis, where you make the choice to get laid, but once you get the syphilis, it's not a choice anymore.
No.
I love your examples and analogies.
I like that example.
Not at all. It's not like that at all.
Okay.
No, because you actively, you know what you're doing yourself.
But you can't stop, right? That's what addiction is, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. You can stop, though. People stop every day.
But do you
people
say
stop all the time?
But let me ask you. So
I stopped
before you do it. You say this is terrible for me. I don't want to do it, but I can't.
No.
Or it's like most I don't people want to don't stop.
Go so you get it. Locked into a fucking pattern, and you get locked into what the same shit every day that you do that you're doing every day, and you just get used to it. The same way with as a routine that you have for whatever. You know,
that's
what
why
I mean?
People who quit cigarettes have that physical addiction and the need, the habit to smoke a cigarette, to pick it up, to stick it in their mouth.
The ritual.
That's the exactly. The that's ritual. The real. That's the real hard part is breaking yourself of that habit.
Exactly. Once you can fill your time with other shit that isn't related to that, it breaking the actual addiction way easier than
you just
gotta
get through
bank.
Those the withdrawal symptoms and whatnot.
Well, and it's like you're sitting there and normally, like say, if you get off work and you'd come home and you'd roll a joint and smoke a joint every day. Now we're just gonna use the joint as the example. Yeah. You can fucking add any whatever drug here, okay? You get home, you roll a joint. You like getting stoned. Maybe you're addicted to it, but it's not so much that you're stoned that you're addicted to. It's the coming home from work, the relaxing, the turning on the TV, the breaking up the pot, the rolling the joint, the getting your soda or your beer or whatever
ritual.
The fuck. It's your ritual.
But okay,
you're,
so you
you're
go
addicted
on
to that.
But you go on vacation for a week.
No,
and you
it takes
what
longer than a
there?
Week, brother.
No, I'm just saying when you're on vacation, you don't have.
Drug addicts don't go on vacation. Not unless they're rich.
You don't go on vacation. Because I mean, for me, there's only one addiction I have, and that's lifting weights. I literally feel lousy if I don't lift weights.
First, fuck
but,
you.
But I went, sorry. Well, that's just my addiction. But,
sure, sure.
But this weekend, I went to Chicago, and for 4 days, I didn't have a gym to go to. I didn't lift weights.
And how'd that make
you
feel?
I didn't feel real good, but.
Well, here's an example of addiction. Whenever
I
travel,
lifting again.
Whenever I travel, I think of ways that I can either smuggle weed with me.
That's what I was asking him.
Or figure out a way to get weed when I'm there.
Okay, so that's what I was asking.
And I'll be the first to admit I have at least whatever can class or qualify as an addiction to weed I have.
So you wouldn't go to Chicago for 4 days and take a little hiatus from smoking weed?
If it was work-based and I had to fly, yes. If it's for Chicago, I'll drive. Oh, I could easily go without weed for a week.
Okay, well,
but I don't want to.
Right.
That's the thing.
Well,
I will do what I
can. I don't know if he can. That's what I was asking him. Can you do it?
When I went to New York recently, I smuggled along one of those pens.
Ah.
I don't care.
Okay, fuck it.
I smuggled along one of those pens. You know what I mean?
What pen?
Like the
vapor pen
like
that's filled with oil.
Ash oil, basically.
Yeah. Oh,
like
that
a
was
vape
in it?
Pen.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
And it did the job when I was there. I didn't have any like dry cannabis flower, standard marijuana that you would smoke, but it was okay in a pinch. My point is, anytime I make travel arrangements, that plays
he makes
into
them
it.
With that in mind.
It plays into it.
So that's what I'm
just
saying.
Just like the first thing or one of the first things I do every day whenever I get up is I prepare my weed stash to go with me.
Okay.
Again, that's the actions of an addict. I'm not deluding myself.
Well, I talked to a guy he was a doctor that treated addiction. That's all he treated. And he had been for 30 something years. And I said, what is your success rate? And he said, well, how do you define success? I said, well, you know, getting off the drugs and staying off forever.
What
zero.
Was there it is. Exactly.
Zero. I said, okay. Well, that told me all I need to know. I mean, I don't know if that's weakness. That sounds to me like it's something you just can't beat.
So Joseph says he thinks it's
what
a choice.
What are you talking about, dude? I beat it. I literally beat it.
Okay, so you're...
Yes, I don't take pain pills or drugs anymore at all. No, I smoke pot, but I beat that.
Let me ask you this.
It can be beat.
You're telling me you're beyond temptation. I don't think you
are. I'll go one further than that. I can take pain pills and not have to take them again.
Fair enough, but you're beyond temptation to ever get fucked up on pain pills.
No,
no
not
matter
at all.
What happens.
Okay, no, I can totally do it, but I don't have to like come back to that every day. It's not a part of my routine. It's No, I can totally do it. I have done it. In fact, but it's not part of my routine,
sure.
And it's not something that I can
do you think
feel like
more,
I had to do.
You're more susceptible now that having being a recovering addict to where one small bender with pills would be enough to get you going. You don't think so?
Guaranteed not so.
Okay.
100%.
You don't think there's a chance that, well, maybe next week again.
No, and a lot of it has to do with your mindset, because what you don't see is you don't see a lot of 45-year-old guys or whatever going out and then just getting hooked on something. So it's a younger...
But like you said, it's a gradual thing. But so say this weekend a buddy offers you a couple pills, you take it, you get fucked up. Well, next weekend, same guy comes around, does it again, 3 weeks in a row. Well, maybe now in the middle of the week he stops by, hey, man, I go, well, fuck it, yeah, give them to me. Do you think there's a more
so
of a
you have to be smart enough?
I just heard about
it. But my point is, obviously you have to be smart
enough. Are you talking about me in particular?
You in particular.
Yeah, I could, but I won't.
Okay.
Sounds to me like it's not addiction to you. It was a habit more than anything. The way you described
it. Definitely
I just started
habit,
doing it every
dude.
Day, so I had to do it every
definitely
day.
A habit,
right,
dude. But
did you have the withdrawal and everything?
Oh, yeah. I withdrew for 8 months when I left the methadone clinic. I quit there one day. I didn't like how they did things.
Yeah.
And I was in a meeting with my counselor, and she was like, you know, I said, well, look, I'm on a very low dose. I've taken myself all the way down from a very high dose to a very low dose. And I'm going to quit here soon. And I was like, you want to talk about some things that are, you know, bugging me about this place? And she kind of like shut the door. And I was like, no, leave it open. Cause we need to, you know, cause my example's out there. And so I said, when I started here, this 18-year-old guy, he was a young kid, a soccer star, stud, little stud, had a nice looking girlfriend. You know, he had his whole life in front of him. And that was 4 years. So like I looked out in the waiting room and I looked at that guy and I pointed at him and I told my counselor, I said, look at him right now. His head's in between his lap and his leg like this.
Yeah.
He's fucking passed out, sucking his own dick. Look at that kid right there. What? That's what you guys did to him. You fucking did that to him. You never asked him once if he wanted to get off of methadone. You never asked him once if he wanted to lower his dose. You never asked him once what his future plans were, if he planned on doing this in time. All you cared about, that's why they call it methadone maintenance treatment. Because they don't want you to get off. They want you to maintain.
Well, sounds like medicine in general. But
exactly. It's but bullshit.
I do have a
it's
counter to that bullshit. Other statement you make. Because I just, when I coming back from Chicago, I had a story of the guy I stay with up there, a friend of his. She told me her boyfriend got hooked on smoking meth at 60.
At 60?
Yeah, at 60.
Oh, my God.
She must be really good.
She'd been dating him for several years. And Bummer. All of a sudden, she broke up. I said, well, what happened? And he's a meth addict. That's well, you had to know that. No, this just started like 6 months ago.
No, man, that's brand new.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. You would think.
I mean, what's the chance that he was a meth addict and she just didn't know? I mean, you could probably hide that shit if you're not a full blown fucking.
I don't know.
Meth head.
She knew him pretty. She lived with him. I would think it'd be tough to get away with.
Jessica in the chat makes a great fucking point. So if you're a quitting addict, it's important to keep your circle small. Only that's the only way you can succeed. So I actually had to fight one of my friends. He came to my house and was bitching at me like, "Why don't you fucking call us anymore? Why don't you do this?" Because right. I can't.
That's why you can't stay
I
off.
I can't
it,
be right? around you.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Like, and you know, it is what it is. You can right. get fucking mad all you want, but I'll tell you right now, what's not going to happen is I'm not fucking coming around you anymore. So,
you know, it's a great movie you guys got to see though. Days of Wine and Roses. Probably one of the best performances I've ever seen. Jack Lemmon's an alcoholic and he's trying to get clean.
Right.
No,
his wife won't. I mean, she's just a drunk and she just won't let him. And he said, "I can't let you in my life." You know, that's a great scene where he basically just told her that.
It's true.
Because, yeah, when she's around, he had to get drunk.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Anyway, he says, Joseph says, I think
is
it's a choice.
Is that a cult or conspiracy, though? I mean, I don't know if that falls underneath
what's
the...
What's that, drug abuse?
Yeah, I don't know if that falls under the umbrella of what we discuss here.
Maybe there's a conspiracy to keep people on methadone. That's the one that would work.
Well, that's medical fuckery again.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why I didn't bring that up during
comes
medical
under the
fuckery
heading.
Episode. I should have, too. And the thing is, like, they want to keep you on that. So, like, they have state slots. So, if you're poor, you can get... So, it's $13 a day to go in there and receive this medicine.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're poor, you can pay $10 a week and you don't even have to pay it. So the state pays that. You know what I mean?
And I'm kind of for that.
Right. But they have X amount. So like they will literally kick people off if the state, because they can only maintain so many people at one time. You know what I mean? That yeah. their institution's only big enough for to have so many patients.
Right. They don't have a certain capacity. Yeah.
Well, if the state gives them a grant and says, hey, you know, we want to add 30 more slots to your, that we'll pay for.
Right.
They will literally kick people off that are coming there for every day and paying for state supplied slots, because that's the state money coming in every day.
Yeah, that's always
I mean?
Better.
Come on now, it's ridiculous. It's not about helping treat someone. It's about
but keeping
them.
Let me ask you this:
there.
These people that are taking the methadone, are they conducting themselves as are they living what we would consider halfway decent, working?
No. So what the methadone does do for you is it allows you to get away from those habits that the rituals that you have. You know what I mean? It allows you to be able to not withdraw, not feel sick, and change
well,
your
habit. You're breaking the habit of swallowing the pill.
Exactly.
But can you maintain
you're changing the habit
you're
of swallowing
replacing
the,
it.
Yeah, you're,
exactly.
You're
but can you maintain to have a job and
100%.
Well, oh, that's what I'm saying.
I maintained a job as an addict.
Well,
I was fully functioning. Never.
Well, that's why I'm not opposed to legalizing drugs in
I've
general.
I've said it a million times. All drugs should be legal.
Right.
Everything.
Because it's not the drug per se that's causing most of the problems. It's we stopped getting it, and now we got to hit somebody over the head and take their Social Security check to get the money to get
100%
the drug.
100% agree.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, that's where Ocho Man and I do. We'll bring that up in your next Smoker Toker show.
Smoker Toker, I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, so he says, I feel that saying it is a disease is just a way to not be responsible for your actions.
Well, that's kind of contradictory, isn't it?
What?
He calls it a disease. But
no, he
says
he feels that saying is a disease. Ah. Is well, a way to say
there's it. A point to it. I think there's just some people that are more prone to it. Like we were talking about alcohol while you were out
you know,
picking daisies or whatever. and I can't drink. I mean, we were talking and I cannot drink. I mean, if I drank a six pack of beer, I would be, I'd be a mess.
So I could probably drink more than ever.
Literally sick.
But not a lot more. And it's, I, what I'm, My friend can fucking drink now. This dude can drink three 2x4s on the way home, and then he can get a 12 or 18 pack.
Oh, I've seen guys that drink that too. Like water. It doesn't affect them
fucking
at all.
Hell, man. I'll get wasted. I can't do that. Right. I can't drive.
No, I've seen guys.
I can't fucking walk. I've seen guys drink
three beers. Like within, we're in a bar. I'm just popping the cap on one. Mm-hmm. He's already had three down. Uh-huh. It's like, he ain't even starting yet.
Some people are pros, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
He asks, what do you think, Everett? What do you think, Armand? It doesn't matter what you think.
Yes, it does.
That's what he says.
Oh. Is that what he says?
That's what he says. It doesn't matter what you think. He says, I would have called in and left a voicemail, but I have a voice that is just perfect for emails. Sorry, Armand, you couldn't resist.
Yes.
Fuck you, Everett, he says.
Oh, that's trying fine.
To, it's a lot of C's, a lot of K's, a lot of other letters there. Team Eric, all the way. Keep up the good work, guys. You make my day go by much better listening to you.
Not quite as intelligent as I thought.
Yeah, not everybody can be as smart as you. Okay, let's move on over to...
I believe the first statement. The second one's a little suspect.
Now, I don't know if we played this one last week. We're going to start here.
Hey, guys.
Hey, that's John.
Oh, yeah, Drone Kranz.
We did. Hey, Drone, how's it going? God damn it. Quit sending me text, people. My computer's on the air. All right, here we go. Next one is from, did we do Eugene? I don't think we did.
Hey, guys.
You know who that is right off the bat, right?
Hang on. No, I don't.
Listen to the way it starts. I double checked this the other day just to make sure every one of his voicemails started this way.
Hey, guys. My name is Eugene. And
I still don't know.
Is that Drusus?
About that object from interstellar space. Yeah. I think it's a probe. I think it's a probe looking at Earth, and they're sending information back to the aliens, and
okay. They're
gonna come here soon, just like that Star Trek novel, probe, probe.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's gotta be Kevin.
I mean, it has to be.
Every one of his voicemails started with, hey guys, it's Kevin here, or whatever, something like that. I went back through like six or seven of them. They all started that way, so it was relatively
sure. Has to be him, yeah.
All right, here's Ryan Barkley coming in at you.
Hey guys, this is David. You might remember me from the Flat Earth
podcast. Oh, yes. Play it on. Continue. Uh-oh. Hello, David.
And I was on a couple weeks ago.
I remember.
I just wanted to come back on and say hey, and really enjoyed being on your show. Hopefully
people are so creative.
Hopefully I made Armand believe it. He's not a baller anymore. But yeah, I also want to say thank you because... all 1.5 million subscribers and listeners that you have transferred over to me. And now everyone's listening to my show.
Do we have that many?
And I just had Mark Sargent on recently. And, you know, we had a really good time.
He's from the East Coast, whoever this is.
The dome and everything. So, I just wanted to say thanks, guys. And really enjoy being King Candy.
I'm going to have him on the show.
That was pretty good.
Send me an email, guy.
Funny stuff. Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, we've got some imaginative listeners.
All right, this next one's from an anonymous. Uh-oh. I have no clue.
These always hurt.
That was pretty fucking brutal, though, right there. That was brutal.
Brutal voicemail of the week. Here's the next one. Anonymous.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
It's Ted Cumney from Chicago.
Oh, not very anonymous.
I want to drop by, say what's up. Hey. I like the whole fucking email episode. It's a fucking voicemail episode, shit like that.
Thank you. A little bit of fucking, finally we did something right.
Yeah.
From an anonymous.
Well, he wasn't too anonymous. What was his name?
Ted. Told us who
Ted.
It is.
Ted.
From Chicago.
Ted Cruz.
Ted Turner.
Ted
DiBiase.
Ah, there you go.
Since you were doing it, I figured I'd give you guys a call.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Love the Flat Earth podcast. I thought David Weiss brought his A game.
Wow.
But fuck him.
But fuck him, yeah.
He did bring his A game.
He had
his
F game.
And fuck you, Eric, too.
Oh, shit.
Team all Armand. Right. Team Big Dick Energy.
Big Dick Energy.
Oh, the other thing is...
Hold on. Paul is that's a T-shirt. For Armand right there. Team Big Dick Energy.
What was the guy? What the guy called me? What did he call me last week? Sex
fiend?
That makes sense. Sex fiend something?
But yeah, I can't remember, but funny, yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
it was good.
That's about the shirt I want.
Thirsty.
Some kind of sex fiend.
That episode, I loved it. Not a Beatles guy, but I'm fucking sold. I think Paul definitely got switched out.
Nick sold him.
Wow. I don't know about that, Ted.
I have a weird job. I run equipment for the railroad.
Uh-huh.
So,
how's that weird?
I'm in my excavator all day, and I got my headphones in, so I got to find good content to fill my ears.
What are you doing listening to us?
This is great content.
Quite the entertainment for me.
giving
me shit to talk about, to think about during the day, and just want to say thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Keep it up.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks to you.
I'll leave you guys voicemails.
Keep doing it. Yeah, bring them on.
Fuck you too. Just want to say thanks.
Right. Fuck you. Okay.
That's right. Damn right, brother.
Thanks for the voicemail there, Ted.
Yes, send us a appreciate note. That.
Yeah. You think it was Ted Kennedy?
Nah, Ted. I think Ted Heath. I think it was Ted DiBiase. You nailed it. This is Canadian Keith, though, our good buddy.
What's up, Eric?
Hey, what's going
Emmerich?
On?
Emmerich. How's it going? Eric, thank you for rejoining the Zong Zone.
Rejoining?
And, Keith, yeah.
I don't think I quit.
You're posting comments in there. So now I'd have to say I must be Team Eric and fuck you, Emmerich.
Wow.
Hashtag fuck Emmerich.
Yes.
Is that me and you?
That's no, you, Gal.
You know, he might be using Emmerich as just a way to make fuck up my name as a kind of a.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of a fuck you. It's an extra fuck you.
Oh, good. Yeah, okay. Right. That has
I like
nothing
this
to do
guy.
With me.
That Seth Rogen sounded motherfucker.
He's definitely talking about me.
Yeah, I think he's got you there.
No, I'm just kidding. I love you.
No, he's Emmerich. Not. And
we're going to kiss him or something?
Oh, yeah, we're just going to skip the rest of this. That's how much I love you. Kidding. We're gonna
finish. And, obviously, I love Armand.
Hey,
Team Armand.
Obviously.
Right on.
But, man. I don't know. I'm really all
another intelligent.
Team Surreal Talk.
Hey, it's hey.
Pick one.
Thanks a lot, Keith. Send me an email, man. We need to smoke.
Yes.
You guys are all my
thanks,
favorites.
Keith.
But, it's Canadian.
Where is he from? I forget.
Canada.
Canada.
No, it says Canadian.
Our neighbors
Keith,
to the
not,
north.
You know who that so, is.
Yeah, I know who he is.
Oh, it's not.
Canadian
oh.
Keith. Back at it again with a quick bong rip for you guys.
Oh, good. Yeah, these are the best.
Very light sounding.
Oh, oh that's
clean.
Better. Yeah.
That was clean.
That was the pull of the choke.
Yeah, of course. But you could tell it was
and
a very
way,
clean bong.
My bong is very clean. Yeah. Just cleaned it this weekend.
Wow.
What's
very
up?
Good.
But I know you guys have been talking about CBD on this show and the other show not to be mentioned. And since I work at Pure Ratios CBD, I might be able to send you guys a little sample pack.
Armand, would you
and,
try that?
I just wanted to ask if you would be interested in that. You know, I think the only thing I would hope is that you could mention it on the show.
We
just,
would.
You know, let me know if it works for you.
Perfect for the other show.
Yeah. Hey,
I just do myself. And,
Canadian Keith, email me at eric@ugc.gg.
Why don't you just mail the show?
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that. What's that? Info at Joker Smoker Toker?
Yeah, now your email address, your straight email address is like out there for the world.
That's all right. I know how to hit it.
I'm going to spam bomb you. You'll never
people
know it was
love.
Me.
I got another I got another
on.
One.
What is that? And the salve, really good for pain relief.
Yeah.
And the vapes are all right. You know, they're good for anxiety reducing and just an overall calmness
kind of
feeling.
Poppiness.
So,
like, fuck off my ears.
You know, honestly, I didn't even know shit about CBD until I started working here. I was kind of like Everett. And just really didn't know anything about it, never tried it, and I'm actually blown away now that I've been working in the industry for 2 years that it's fucking, it's really amazing, and it works for a lot of people, really helps them out.
I might need to take a CBD class then, because I just don't know enough about it.
Watch
I
a video
not.
On it, 10 oh, minutes, you can learn everything
yeah,
you need to know.
Yeah, there's plenty on it.
No, I know, yeah, there's, the information's there, I just haven't, you know.
Buy our new CBD oil, it's direct from the snake.
No, that's what I'm saying.
They say it's good, like, but I don't know. I still feel like it's snake oil. You know what I mean? It's a fix-all. It's a
you don't know that,
everything.
Though. You don't
I don't know that. But how often does a fucking cure-all come about that's actually a cure-all?
Well, I think it's more for pain, and it's not a cure-all.
Yeah, like
it's
anxiety, just, pain,
yeah.
depression.
Yeah, well, I don't know about
I mean,
all that. Yeah, pain, though, I think there are some pretty good studies that, you know, it does attack
I
those receptors.
I want to become the biggest CBD proponent in history, but right now I am the biggest skeptic of a cure-all.
Me too, Luar. I use Dove soap also.
It's, you know. Really expanded my mind, and anyways,
really?
You know, not like expanding my mind from this quick rip from the bong.
All right.
And of course, I'm ripping zongs, as Eric knows.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to try a zong.
This never zonged like, before?
No, never
shout
zonged.
Out to Kevin, cool. Nathan, and Jessica, also in the zong zone.
Ooh, that one was too much. Take it to the head, brother. Take it to the head.
Oh, yeah.
Boy.
Macho Weed Randy Weedage right there.
Got it in the bronchi.
Let me know what you think. And,
very deep in the alveoli.
I'm trying to get you guys a sample.
That's a sax,
if you're
right?
interested.
Yeah. Very good.
I'm trying out our stuff.
We are.
Pure Ratios.
100%.
Shout out to the boys at Pure Ratios. Jake, Ness, and Joshua.
Pure Ratios.
Right. .com.
Catch you later.
All right.
/.
Goodbye.
All right. We got two more voicemails. There's a total of 13 seconds between them. Let's hammer them.
Wow.
The first one's anonymous.
All of you suck equally.
Oh, that's that.
Excuse the fuck out of me.
I disagree. I'd say Armand sucks
yeah,
more
yeah,
than
I'd like to think that I suck twice as much as you. Wow.
Man, can we hear that again?
All of you suck equally.
And she's got one a nice more sexy voice, too.
All of you suck equally.
That's English.
You think?
No, bring it back,
all
Mike.
All of you suck equally.
I don't know
it's still a little bit of enunciation in the cube, a lot like harder than normal, yeah. But I don't think it's...
She's stressing the bilabial fricatives.
I don't think it's English, though.
Susurrant sounds right, a little Ohioan.
Last voicemail we got this week is from your maternal parent.
Uh-oh.
Dirty fucking hippies. Hashtag Team Armand. Hey,
Everett.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
That's bad quality, but I think what he says is dirty hippies.
Dirty fucking hippies.
Fuck you, Everett. Team Armand or something. Or Team Armand, fuck you, Everett. Something
right on. That's what I heard, too.
I disagree with the entirety of that statement, but...
accurate.
Let's see. Voicemails, emails. How's it going on in chat? Anybody in chat got anything interesting to say?
I don't know. I don't think so. Dove soap from Loire. I actually agree with that. You use Dove soap?
Sometimes.
Dove soap's the best.
Yeah, man. It is good stuff.
I don't feel like it cleans too well. Pure.
Are you serious?
I feel like
it leaves your skin oil, too, dude.
I like Zest. That's a soap.
Dove's a quarter moisturizing oil.
Yeah, I'm here to get clean, not moisturized. Yeah,
that doesn't leave a film, though.
Zest,
I don't know. Zest leaves a film.
Fucking Zest makes your skin dry. It's like...
I feel pretty clean and not... I mean, it's called Rinse.
All right.
You ever heard of rinsing?
Sniff that armpit again.
Okay.
I'm 35 years old. I forgot my deodorant this morning.
I don't know how to rinse fucking soap off me. Really? Come on. Of course I know how to rinse soap off. It still makes your skin dry, and you know that.
I feel like Dove leaves a film, honestly. It's not a good soap.
That's not true.
It doesn't clean as well, in my opinion.
You're fucking crazy. Maybe
you're using a Dove chocolate bar.
The bar of Dove, a white bar of Dove.
Yeah.
Yeah, that gets you real clean. Super fucking clean.
It smells good.
It smells real good. I like Dove.
I don't know, boys. I don't know about that.
It's like 89 cents a bar.
Yeah, it's not that bad, Armand.
Can you get me a couple?
No, because I have to buy it.
Can you give me for free soap?
Listen, check this out, dude. Whenever I worked at fucking...
Keep your CBD
when I worked
oil.
At the last gig that I worked at, we used to haul shit out of these places here on 111. The fucking... there's the Dial Soap Factory.
Oh.
Hershey's Chocolate.
Oh, my God.
And we would... Like, so anything happens and they have to fucking pitch the whole lot.
Oh.
Well, one time I came back from the landfill with like 3 boxes of bars of Dove soap. You know what I mean? It was just giving them away to people and fuck... I didn't have to buy soap for like a year and a half, I think.
My buddy used to work at Famous Bar, and he worked in the computer department. It was up on like the 9th floor.
Yeah.
And I guess they used to have sales up there of suits and everything. So he had another buddy of his drive down, and he put a bunch of suits in a box and throw it off the 9th floor, and the guy would pick up, and he was selling us Yves Saint Laurent suits for like $25. And
really?
Yeah, he was quite a tailor.
We used to take bags of chicken strips from the restaurant I worked at, and we'd have like a barbecue. We'd have a bunch of chicken strips and shit, too.
It's called wastage, you know?
Yeah.
It's part of the bottom line. It's the man.
Fucking serious.
Right? See, now, do you agree with me, though? That's
damn the man.
Crime against the
Save
man.
Save the empire.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's the moralist. I forgot.
You can grab the Jergens. I'm going.
All right, boys. Well, unless you got anything else, I'm going to go ahead and call it for this week. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. You guys got anything? I didn't wait to ask.
Wouldn't you have a comment about that, about how immoral we are and how scamming is?
I think it's pretty much speaks for itself.
Act against God.
Act against God. It's an act against other people. I don't really care about, the all-knowing power in the sky. I care about doing right by my other people.
I give him the big G. Small G.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's a God, and he's not the God.
Eric, you want to hit the outro this time?
Yeah, I got to find it again.
Oh, all right. Well, let's see.
I got it right here.
I got it.
All right, remember to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/SurrealTalk. And also on Twitter, we are @SurrealTalkShow. And on YouTube at youtube.com/SurrealTalkPodcast. If we're live, just do, /live in front of the Surreal Talk podcast. Remember to subscribe on iTunes and Google Play. You can download us anywhere you'd like on Spotify, Podbean, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast outlet. Head over to SurrealTalkPodcast.com and vote in the poll, Team Everett or Team Eric. I am ahead, just like always. If you'd like to contact us.
Ed Case.
Yeah, I thought you were ahead.
No, he's up by 14, but.
Ooh.
I've been ahead for like
that's
a year.
That's 485 to 471. If you think about that, that's like a 2%, 3% thing.
But I've been ahead for like 2 years.
A year, maybe a year and a half.
If you'd like to contact us, you can email us at info@surrealtalkpodcast.com or by messaging any of our social media accounts.
Hold on, stop for a second. You've been ahead for 2 years, but I seem to vividly recall a campaign by your followers.
Who's got a video up that says, please vote for Team Everett on the...
Yeah, a joke is fine. One little video that was never retweeted or anything.
What campaign did I do?
Remember, they were all like... There was a guy going on there telling you how to get rid of your IP, go back and vote again. There's people multi-voting. There was a whole multi-voting scheme.
I never did that.
I'm not saying you did, but there was a multi-voting scheme.
So what he's talking about is he thinks that these 14 votes that I'm ahead are from one guy.
I could probably prove it, but I'm not going to bother.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not going to bother.
I don't think that's the case.
I can show you right now how to put 10 votes inside of 2 minutes.
Yeah?
I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
Because you'd cheat.
Will somebody cheat and give me to a few votes?
You're not 10, even on there.
15. Yeah.
So join our Discord server.
You would
server.
Win. That's the problem. We don't put you on there.
Join our Discord server.
Not
it's an always
that
on
one chat. Gal. We all suck.
Yeah, she did say that. Boy, it's always on chat and whatever type hangout. So go to surrealtalkpodcast.com/Discord and you'll find everything you need there. Just click the link. Check out our other shows, The Joker, The Smoker, The Toker at jokersmokertoker.com. It's our cannabis pod culture or cannabis pot.
You sucker eating.
So you fucking put pot there right by culture. So it makes me think pop culture.
That's what it's supposed to be, pot culture.
I know, but
like pop culture, pot culture.
I
thought
understand.
That was one of the choices for the show's name. Didn't somebody...
something with pot culture? I'm sure. Yeah.
Or podcast, but they already took that.
I still like mine. Everybody, what do you think? Weed the people.
Yeah.
Like the Constitution. Weed.
So if we'd have went
comma
with that,
the people.
There's a popular hashtag on Twitter that's weed the people.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well.
No.
That's brilliant.
That's not a bad. Totally could have went to. Yeah. No, exactly. It's not a bad thing. It totally could have went to our advantage if we'd have done that.
I like ours better.
I do too.
Sorry, Armand.
So check out our other shows, The Joker, The Smoker, The Toker. You can check us out on or check me out on Behind the 8-Ball at ochoman.com. It's a short. I don't know. It's like we just sit around and talk shit. It's three or four of us from time to time. We don't really have any, topics or anything. We don't choose a topic beforehand. You can check out Armand's other show, This Day in History, at This Day in History podcast.
Yes. Like
it's
kind of
like you guys took a fucking porno magazine, wrapped it around a grenade, tossed the grenade up in the air and let it blow, and then picked up the scraps, and that's what you talk about this week.
Okay.
It's not too far off, is it?
With Ocho Man around, yeah, that's pretty much.
That's pretty close.
Yeah, that's illustrative, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'd like to do a show on the World War I entry and World War II entry.
I will definitely...
that was a conspiracy for sure.
I will definitely fucking do what I can to make
it. Put
it
on the list. Yeah. And if you're looking to do any shopping on Amazon, visit our website, surrealtalkpodcast.com. Click the Amazon banner. Any purchases you make during your session will directly support our show. So until next time, this has been Surreal Talk, lineupmedia.fm production. We're gone. Not back, but gone.
See you next week.
Bye.
I forgot to record again.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, I'll have to download this one by hand. That's okay. I got fucking 5 days till we release.
You shouldn't even unrecord it. You shouldn't hit like, you know what I mean?
It's easier, honestly.
Is it?
Yeah. But thanks, Armand, for coming in, pal. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for everybody coming in on the chat today. We'll catch you next week.
Good show. Thank you.
Anal cancer. Nate Hunter, man, I saw your messages on Facebook. I just haven't had time to get back with you.
He was in town. Did you see him?
I meant to get with him. I just didn't get to.
Oh, somebody got with him. Somebody said hi.
You should have called me when you guys were getting together.
He was only over for like 15 minutes. Yeah. He had stuff to do. So, yeah. He was actually really busy. He was visiting his family and stuff while he was in town. So
that's good.
That's why I told him. I said, dude, visit your family. I was like, we fucking hang out every night.
Yeah, fair enough.
You know what I mean? I said, dude, you guys
it's not like we're going to make out.
Exactly.
Maybe we were. Maybe
either way.
All right, guys. We'll catch you next week. That's all I got.
All right.
Jessica's got my back. I don't know for what, but I appreciate it. I could use any back getting I can get.
Baby got back. L.A. jeans. That kind of back?
Yeah, we're still live if you want to do the whole song. I'm just
I
kidding.
Like I like big butts. Yeah, I can do the whole thing.
All right, guys. We'll catch you next week.
Have a good one, you guys.
Please. Wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
I'm mad as hell! I'm not going to take it anymore!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.